This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In the first half hour, we're going to be chatting with a gentleman joining us live from Las Vegas, where the SEMA convention, the Specialty Equipment Market Association show, will be opening to the members. You have to be either a member of the press or a member of the organization to go to this gigantic show. There's kind of a press warm-up day on Monday and then kicks right into full gear on Tuesday through Friday, and over 100,000 people will be in attendance. And coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be chatting with Phil Skinner, the former collector car editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's now back to doing what started his life in collector cars, and that's being a freelance writer for a variety of different publications and websites. He's also a consultant to several different auction companies. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us. Very easy, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome to the broadcast Sean Kierman, who joins us most likely from Las Vegas. Sean, how are you doing?
Doing very well, very well. Yeah, I think I definitely can tell I'm, almost West Coast being in this weather. So, kind of nice.
That's great. Have you been going to the SEMA show for a number of years?
Yeah, so this will be my 10th year. But first year, actually having my car here. And, something I always knew that was going to happen one day. And here we are.
That's great. And I know you've got some one-of-a-kind watches that you're going to be offering there at SEMA. And before we get into the watches, tell everybody about the car that you're going to have on display, the vehicle, I should say, on display.
Yeah, definitely. So my car is the 1968 Ford Mustang Fastback from the movie Bullet. It is one of two that was used for the movie, the other one being the stunt car. I have the hero car, which did probably 90% of the chase scene with McQueen. And the car has been in my family since 1974, and has been a secret pretty much my whole life, except for January 14th of this year. I unveiled for the first time ever, alongside the 50th anniversary Bullet, to the world. And since then, it's kind of been a fun whirlwind from January to almost November now. Here I am, and been all across the planet with my little girl, and she, she just turned 50 this year as well. And it's been an absolutely amazing, amazing ride, and met just some amazing people across the way. And I'm telling you, it's from the beginning, you think you have a car like this that is literally one of a kind, that has one of a kind pieces from front to back, and you don't really know what's going to happen because, nothing like this has kind of ever been done, to come out with a car, like even here at the SEMA show, I'm amongst, 10,000 cars that are beautiful and shiny, and here I do, I roll in with my car, which is 100% original. So it got repainted after the movie in 68 to do promo in October, for the movie's release. And since that paint and body shop visit, it hasn't been touched on the outside. So I have the original Bondo from 1968, the original paint. And, I'm the guy that's making sure that, I leave Tennessee and it's, 50 degrees and kind of cold, humidity. And you come out here and it's absolutely no humidity and 85 degrees, what does 50-year-old Bondo do? Does it crack? Is the crack going to get any worse? So it's a fun thing to preserve over restore, in my opinion, on this vehicle. Preservation over restoration for me is something that I've learned in the past year that is a whole new level of crazy, actually, which is what I love about it, is kind of going against the grain. And, that's what my dad was always about. His whole life was always, outside the box thinking and kind of making people question things and go, well, why is this here? Or why is, and see a beautiful car, what's the story behind this? And to be able to do what I've done this year and this whole, releasing of the car, especially with the new one, I sit and think. I go, what can I do to not only honor my father like I have this year, but to take it that step further, and like you said, that's where the one-off watch comes into play.
Absolutely. You are doing this donation to the Michael J. Fox Foundations for Parkinson's, and it's certainly a very well-known charity, and if you've ever met anyone with Parkinson's disease, it's not an easy ride, folks. Some people get lucky, but some people have an awful lot of trouble. And I know it's personally touched your life.
Absolutely. My father was blessed to retire in 99, he was 51 years old. And within the year, he actually got diagnosed with Parkinson's. And, something that is ongoing and progresses and that you have to live with every day. It doesn't just affect the person that has Parkinson's, it affects everybody that's around them. And my father, even though retired, had a horse farm and horses to take care of, and of course I was always there to help. But as far as Parkinson's go, you basically have to kind of wing it and think on the fly, and because you don't know how you're gonna be from day to day. You might wake
That's
up
right.
one day and things be okay, and you might wake up the following day and can't tie your shoelaces. So it's something that is very finicky depending on your diet and everything else. And yeah, it's definitely touched me very much, and it's something that even after he's been gone, that I continue to have to I don't want to say deal with, but yeah, deal with, because it's something that touched our lives every day, and it's in the genes, it's hereditary. So between dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, it runs very deep in my family. So it's not only am I doing this in my dad's name, but also in mine, because going forward, that's what the future is going to be. And to me, not only did I want to bring this car out to honor my dad and set the story straight and tell it to the world and let everybody be a part of this car and what it means to me, and not only Steve McQueen, but it means about family, my family, the McQueen family, and all the people that I've met across along the way. And to me, I wanted to be able to take this thing that is being seen by so many people and bring awareness to Parkinson's and Parkinson's research and the Michael J. Fox Foundation. My dad was a huge believer of the Michael J. Fox Foundation and what they do, and that to me is the best thing to do, is to take that forward and use the car for the greater good.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk lots more about Sean Kierman, the original Mustang Bullitt, and this great drive for the tour that he's put together. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
It's www.driveforacure.org. Because a gentleman joining us here live from Las Vegas, where the SEMA show is going to be kicking off, is the owner of the Bullet Mustang, the one that was used in the movie, and he's been all over the country and raising awareness for Parkinson's disease, in honor of his dad and himself as well. And let's talk a little bit about what you're doing with these watches. I understand they're truly one of a kind.
Absolutely. The main watch, so is a BMR watch. So it's the watch itself is a thing of beauty, and as soon as you get on the website, it's something that you can see instantly. And you know, it's something that I love because, you know, my dad was a watch guy, I was a watch guy, and then to integrate Mustang, Bullet, and watches together, I don't think it could get any better for either of us. And you know, a lot of car guys are like that. So for this watch, we are raffling off, and through Drive Towards a Cure, $25 a ticket gets you a chance to win this watch. And this watch is valued at $35,000, and it is truly a one-off. It will be painted, hand-painted under a microscope, and I'm telling you, what these guys do with this watch and the quality of it, and it's just something amazing. And all proceeds will go towards the Michael J. Fox Foundation in honor of my father, which to me and everybody involved just means so much. I mean, it from the bottom of my heart, it absolutely means so much to me. So I went a step further with it, and actually this past week, I took an X-Acto knife and went to the car, which I basically keep sharp things away from my car at all times anyway, you know, worst case scenario stuff, and I cut a piece of the paint off the back, and we are going to integrate that into the watch. That way the watch actually has DNA from our car, and you know, that's something that will always withstand the test of time. It will always be part of that watch, and you know, I wish I could do more. You know, and make the watch out of the car. It's just something that I believe so much in, and it's easy for me to do something like this because it's something I know my father would have said, "Oh heck yeah, let's do that," and it's something that he would have gotten behind pretty fast. And as you can imagine, this year, you know, in the way it's kind of unfolded and the amazing people that I've met, it's genuine and it's raw and it's real. And you see the car and it brings back so many memories so fast. And for me, that's what makes all the blood, sweat, and tears worth it. And that's what this watch does for me. It kind of incorporates all of that. I see my father not only in the car, but as part of this whole progress through this year, and to have this watch and to do it, it's something that's just amazing. So I'm very proud to be a part of it.
I'm sure he'd be very, very proud of the work that you're doing. If you have a question for Sean, you can please give us a call at 855-660-4261. Steve McQueen was on my mind, of course, the actor who made this very famous vehicle, just an icon, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing Steve's son, and he's a great car guy as well, and
absolutely.
And definitely has done his share of racing in his day. But let's talk a little bit more what it was like all these years having this car and kind of keeping it a family secret. Was it a hard thing to do, Sean?
Oh, it was. It was one of those things that practice makes perfect because, you know, you never know, you know, what's going to happen. And you don't want to over-prepare, but at the same time, you don't want to under-prepare. With the car being in the garage, you know, there's certain things about the car that you see, and you know exactly what it is when you see it. Camera mounts are welded on. There's things that we can't take off. WB stickers still in the windshield. So you look at the car, and you know exactly what it is. So I basically have to just be proactive thinking, because I was a kid, my father and I. And, I mean, who knows? The UPS guy could be a Mustang fan, and you have the garage door up, and then, boom, secret's out. So it's something that you just kind of have to proactively think about. But keeping a secret, it was hard at first, obviously. And then, you know, especially when I started, you know, my 20s, I was in the body shop business and you know, into cars and Mustangs very much. And to be at SEMA and know what I have in the garage, but, you know, at the point wasn't ready to share with everybody because of the condition that it was in, and my father and I had taken it apart, and with Parkinson's and everything and life happening, you know, everybody has that car on the back burner that they're going to restore one day, and ours just happened to be the Bullet Mustang. So it's been harder this year to actually say Bullet out in public than it has been to keep from saying it, I feel, the past year. It's almost like a relief, but at the same time, it makes you kind of anxious. So, it was hard, but obviously it was well worth it.
And it's cool that Ford has brought you in with the second one of these tribute vehicles that they've done for the Bullet. They did one a while back, and they've got one for model year 2019 that you can actually order now. And just seeing some side-by-side pictures of the new one and your vehicle, it's really enough to get any car guy's heart racing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's what I love about it, is that, you know, even though it is a Mustang, it's Ford, and it definitely crosses over to, you know, the GM guys, even the Mopar guys are love it because it brings awareness to the industry. And that's something I think, you know, with the younger generation and getting them involved. So to have the old and the new together, and where we came from and where we're going. And that's you look at it from an outsider looking in and go, you know, that's what we're all about. That's what we want to do. And with a new car, I've been working with Ford now for 3 years. So I got to be a part of the progress from, you know, the initial drawing. And, I'm telling you, the whole Mustang team from Carl Whitman's to Mark and all those guys are family now. And it's just, that's what you see. You see the car and you see family. And that's what it does. It brings people together.
Once again, Sean, give out that very important website.
Absolutely. It is drivetowardsthecure.org, and tickets are $25 a piece.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to check in with you again to see how things go down in Vegas. In the meantime, best of luck, my friend.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump forcefully condemned anti-Semitism and mourned the victims of a mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. He has ordered flags at federal buildings throughout the United States to be flown at half staff. Shock and sorrow in the wake of the Saturday tragedy when a gunman murdered 11 people and wounded 6 others before being captured. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. we should be working to eliminate irrational behavior and the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage.
Robert Bauer, the man arrested in the shooting, appears to have made anti-Semitic posts on social media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We move from talking about Steve McQueen's Bullet Mustang and this charity that's being held at SEMA. And if anybody wants more information, they can email me up. They're making a watch with actual paint chips from the actual Bullet Mustang. And you just heard from the Bullet Mustang's owner. It's been in one family for all these years. But I won't be making it out to SEMA this year, unfortunately, still recovering from my health stuff. And the gentleman sliding up to the microphone right now, he also isn't going to make it out to SEMA, but he's been a staple there for literally decades. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program our go-to guy when it comes to classic cars, the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome back. How you doing? Looks like we may have a little connection problem with Phil, so we'll work on that. Telephone-wise, if you have a question, 855-660-4261. If you have any questions about the Bullet Mustang, either one of the two new vehicle kind of honored cars. They did one back in around 2004 or so. No, it was the second generation. It was the 2005 generation. So it was, I think, 2005, 2006, 2007. That's where they did the first one. And then they have followed up with the spectacular updates to the Mustang for model year 2015, and it has gone on to have significant updates for 2018 and 2019, and they have created a special edition of the Mustang Bullet, and the 2019, it will be labeled Bullet, is actually available for order right now, and I'm really impressed with this generation of the Mustang. As I said, I was a fan of, I've owned a number of Mustangs in my day, and really enjoyed the model that, ran from 2005 to 2015. There was a major update in 2010. But when the 2015 came out, it fixed a lot of the bugaboos that were part of the 2005 to 2014 models, and, that included the much-talked-about independent rear suspension. A lot of Ford got a lot of criticism back in 2005 for not doing an independent rear suspension, because that's what you get these days if you buy any kind of performance car. You can get it that way, standard in a Camaro, standard in a Dodge Challenger. But Ford stuck with that solid rear axle for drag racing purposes, where a solid rear axle can have some definite benefits. And if you talk to the drag racers, they will concur with Ford that there are some direct benefits to keeping it a solid axle. But for 2015 and beyond, it's now getting a totally independent rework suspension, so the vehicle handles better, it rides better, it can absorb rough roads and bring out the full maximum performance of the vehicle. They've whittled it down for 2018-2019 to two engines, and you can't go wrong with either one. I remember back in 1979 when the Fox-bodied Mustangs came out, and, they offered a variety of different engines, including a 2.3-liter four-cylinder engine with a turbo, and it made back then about 140 horsepower, and they marketed a special edition of that vehicle in 1984 with the 1984-and-a-half Mustang SVO, which back then stood for Special Vehicle Operations, and they were able to wring out at its peak back in 1986 some 205 horsepower from this engine. But back then, that was considered a decent performance number. This time around, in the Mustang equipped with the 2.3-liter eco-boosted engine, it puts out 315 horsepower and mid 350 pound feet of torque. So you got a real V8 performing four cylinder. I had the opportunity to drive for a week a 2015 EcoBoost Mustang. Mine was equipped with the manual transmission. It's available with a an automatic, and matter of fact, for model year 2018-2019, it's a 10-speed automatic transmission developed jointly with General Motors. And if you said 100 years ago, 50 years ago, that one day Ford and GM would be collaborating on a transmission, most people would say, no, that's never going to happen. Well, guess what, folks? It did happen, and what we've got here is a marvelous automatic transmission that can be hooked to either this 2.3-liter eco-boosted four-cylinder engine or the quite complex 5-liter V8. Now, for many, many years, matter of fact, all the Mustangs that I owned were 5-liter V8 Mustangs, but Ford, when it came out with the redone, all-new 2015 model year Mustang, they really went the distance and made this a true 32-valve quad camshaft overhead valve engine. And it it's really a thing of beauty. Puts out some really serious power in the 400s. And they've come out with, of course, the Shelby variant. Right now it's available in Shelby GT350 form. And there's even a Shelby GT350R racing form. Haven't had the pleasure of driving that vehicle, but it uses some technology that's normally only found in exotic vehicles, exotic, high-priced vehicles, like V8 Ferraris or V8 Lamborghinis. But Ferraris in particular, it uses a flat, plain crankshaft, which gives the engine a very unique engine note. And as many of you listeners know, I spent 10 years at Motor Trend as their radio host and was also a writer and had a blog called Radioactive. And back in March, 2009-2010, I was the streaming TV host along with Angus McKenzie and Gene Jennings from Automobile Magazine from some major automotive events like SEMA and this flat plane crankshaft gave it a real exotic car sound. As a matter of fact, my colleagues at Motor Trend in the last few years, the best driver's car tests, they said among all the different participants, and we're talking some pretty high-end participants in the ultimate performance car shootout, participants like the 10-cylinder Audi R8, and, of course, offerings from Lamborghini, offerings from Ferrari, offerings in recent days from McLaren, offerings from Alfa Romeo. You've got some pretty heavy-duty machinery up against it, but nothing had the sound of that flat plane crank Mustang GT350 and GT350R. Upcoming, we're going to have the Shelby GT500, and we'll talk about that on the other side as we look like we have some connection problems with Phil Skinner for tonight. But not to worry, lots to talk about, and great time for you to get in at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, you are. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. And now we go to the man himself, the man that I call the most knowledgeable collector car expert in the entire world. He used to be the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's now doing a lot of freelance work and work for auction companies as well. And he joins us for a brief visit. The gentleman's name is Phil Skinner. Hey there, Phil. How you doing?
Phil, we're enjoying a weekend at home, a rare weekend at home.
Very good. We ran a little bit long on our interview. It was a charity interview that was to do with a Mustang Bullet and a watch that they're taking a chip of paint from the original Mustang Bullet and making it into a very expensive watch, and it's part of the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's disease. So that's one of the reasons why we got on a little late with you, so I apologize.
A worthy cause, and I applaud you.
And it's all going to be happening out at SEMA, and you're not going to be there this year. And I, with my health still not quite where it needs to be, I'm not going to be there. And we're both going to be there in spirit, and we're both going to miss it.
Yes, and my reason is I have been summoned to Detroit. I have some work there I couldn't get out of, so that is my excuse, and I'm going to stick by it.
Very good. Well, Detroit's a good place to get stuck these days, especially this time of the year, and with all the great things happening there in that city, and certainly with all the great automobiles. And why don't we take a few minutes and talk a little bit about where you've been recently and where you're going to be headed in the not-too-distant future.
Well, we just finished up a week-long adventure in the wonderful, I mean the wonderful state of Kansas. We were turned on to some vintage car collections. We found vintage car collections all over the state. We kept ourselves very busy. And we even got a side trip in up to Minden, Nebraska, to the Harold Warp Pioneer Museum. Bob, if you've never been there, if your listeners have never been there, it is a real bucket list place to go. It is Americana. The cars are just as they were driven in. There's no restoration. There's no hoopla. It's just great, simple vehicles. Minden's kind of off the beaten path, but it's just so well worth it. And this is a tribute to Americana, and it's really one of these places that might be going away because their finances are a little bit hurting. So if you have any chance to get to Minden, Nebraska, see the Harold Warp Pioneer Village. It is really well worth it.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful trip. I've never been to that neck of the woods myself, and I hear that there's a lot of salvage yards in that neck of the woods as well, and lots of places to get vintage car parts. There's some real huge yards in states like Missouri and Kansas. And have you had any recent run-ins with any of those?
Yes, that was the crux, the basis of this trip. And a couple of people approached me saying, why don't you put together a car guy tour and do this Kansas trip? It would really work. So we're actually looking into maybe doing a group with maybe 10 to 15 people of like minds who don't mind old rust and go out and play in the fields and look at old cars and maybe find a treasure or two.
Yeah, that's the thing. There are treasures still out there to be found. Tom Cotter, the gentleman who has written a series of books that was kicked off with the cobra in the barn, a true story of his own personal cobra that he found in a barn not that far from where he lives, actually. But he is probably the most successful automobile author that I know of. But there are lots of them out there. I know from time to time I'll get some emails from folks out of places like Oklahoma and Texas saying that you'll never believe it, but, you know, I found such and such a vehicle behind in a field or in a garage or in a barn or just buried in junk.
They are out there, Bob. Many years ago, not too far from where I live, a Shelby Daytona coupe was found in a garage literally 5 blocks from where I live. So they are out there.
Wow.
I didn't find it.
There's still time.
But anyway, and then we've got like 4 major auctions coming up before the end of the year. We're going to be hitting. We've got coming up in just a couple of weeks in Las Vegas is the Mecum auction. I will be at that sale. The highlight for that is they have a collection of 150 cars from a dear friend of mine. His name is Ardell Brown. A collection of vehicles, and they're offering 150 cars from his estate at no reserve at Mecum Auctions in Las Vegas. Same weekend in Dallas, Lake Auctions doing their annual. It's going to be a great one. Mm-hmm. A week or two after that in Florida, in Punta Gorda, Florida, Premier Group. They have plans of a fair mark. They do quality cars, quality sales, and their auctions are a lot of fun. That's in Punta Gorda, Florida. That'll be November 30th and December 1st. And then 1 week after that, up in Raleigh, North Carolina, Michael Leaf presents the Raleigh Classic. Again, 250 to 300 cars, really specializes in late model, or I should say vintage, early cars from the 50s and 60s in really unrestored, well-preserved, pristine condition. The cars that collectors really look for, and Mike always has a great lineup of vehicles, and we'll be at that sale for sure.
Oh, that sounds great. How has the year been to date? I know they certainly, as usual, sold an awful lot of stuff at Monterey Week, but how's Mecum doing with their extensive number of auctions? Would you say that this year has been a totally up year, or kind of the same, or
I think it's been? Well, Mecum has just expanded their footprint, and I mean they have brought in more and more cars. Dollar figure, I think they're at equal, maybe just down a little bit from the 2017 total so far. I know RM Auctions, they were pretty much level with last year. Barrett Jackson, they reported they're down just a little bit from their 4 sales in 2017 versus their 4 sale in 2018. They just concluded their Las Vegas sale a couple weeks ago. And like I said, it was down off a little bit from previous years. But the market has been soft a little bit. If people are looking to get into it and say, hey, I want to get a collector car, might start looking right now. There are some areas that are still real hot, Porsche, Jaguar, E-types, all the XK Jaguars. those cars have really maintained their value. But areas where it's gotten kind of softer are the big chrome monsters from the 1950s, which is my favorite era of cars. They seem to be softening a bit.
Well, it's a great opportunity for fans of that era of automobiles and collectors of vehicles like you described from the 50s to maybe get a bargain or two. Maybe there's a really... What is the next Edsel that you hope to find yourself?
I'm in the market right now for a 58 Edsel station wagon. I would like it pure stock, and... we've got an opening coming up in our garage pretty soon, and I think that's what I'd like to fill it with. It's another 58 Edsel station wagon. It was the first Edsel I owned, and I do love station wagons.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a wonderful addition to your collection. And certainly when you look at Mecum, you can't overlook our good friend John Kramen and all the work that they do on TV. I mean, this has really blown the hobby up. You know, of course, Craig Jackson did it, but the amount of coverage that that Mecum puts out way surpasses Craig.
You got to remember the basis of Mecum. Dana is a diehard gearhead. He really does like the cars. He understands them. He knows them. So when he goes out and he puts on a sale, if he says something about a car, it's pretty much from the heart, and he knows it. And John Kramen, who his commentary, I just can't believe he keeps able to come up with interesting facts and figures when he's on the air. And he is a great guy. We're going to be doing dinner for sure when we get to Las Vegas. He's just a wealth of knowledge, and again, a real honest car guy. And if you didn't know it, he's also an aviation guy.
I did not know that. We're going to get you back with us, my friend, for a full hour real soon. But we thank you for your brief appearance here tonight and look forward to your next time around the corner.
Happy Halloween to you, Bob.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.